Good day, and welcome to the Pooka Final Full Year 2015 Financial Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Andreas Spitzauer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Andreas Spitzauer, Head of Investor Relations, and I want to welcome you to Pooka's conference call for the final results of 2015. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded and will be available for replay on our homepage www.kuka.com/investorrelations. You can find today's presentation there as well. It is now my pleasure to turn over the call to Kuka CEO Dr. Till Reuter and CFO Peter Monen.
Thank you, Andreas. Also from my side, ladies and gentlemen, I warmly welcome you to Kuka's presentation of our final results for 2015. First of all, I would like to present the highlights of the past financial year along with the operational and strategic focuses for this year. Okay. And then my colleague Peter Mohn will then provide a more detailed explanation of the results for 2015 and the past quarter. Let me start on chart two. Chart two, clearly the best year in Kuka's corporate history. From an economic perspective, 2015 was the best year in Kuka's corporate history. We managed to achieve continued profitable growth and new record figures for the financial results. Orders received reached a value of 2.8 billion with growth of around 27% or 3% excluding Swisslog. Sales revenue showed an even higher rate of increase, rising by 42% to 3 billion, and even without Swisslog, the growth of 12% was still very remarkable. It is worth highlighting that this growth did not negatively impact our profitability. With the EBIT margin of 6.6% before purchase price allocation, almost reaching the previous year's level of 6.8%. Excluding Swisslog, the improvement would have been even more substantial as both robotics and systems attained new all-time highs. Correspondingly, the group margin would have been 7.7%. Carried by the operating performance, we also managed to increase the earnings after tax to 86 million or €2.39 per share. The operating free cash flow, in other words, before the payment for acquisitions, also profited from the very good business development. In 2015, this amounted to around 96 million, thus exceeding the previous year's values. 2014 was 90 million from operations. The management is thus recommending to the annual general meeting a dividend of 50% per share for 2015, which is a significant increase on the previous year, which has been 40 cents. It is to be noted here that dividend payments are very important to us. However, we are also concerned with strengthening our competitiveness in the long term and are thus increasingly investing in research and development and clearly expanding our global market position. As these figures confirm, we have kept our word and fulfilled our guidance for sales and revenue and the EBIT margin. Coming to the next page, operational highlights. The operational focus over the past year have been the following topics. Expansion of our leading technological position in Internet of Things, or as we say in Germany, Industry 4.0. Expansion and investment in general industry, pushing global growth. With our appearance at Hannover Messe in 2015, we greatly intensified our commitment and efforts relating to the Internet of Things. In this context, we have not only strengthened our global team, Internet of Things team, but are also cooperating closely with customers and market players with the aim of playing an active role in shaping the digitization of production processes. We grew substantially in GI last year, with a good integration of Swisslog being a contributory factor to this. We have won initial contracts together with Swisslog. At Robotics, very important, the GI business, the GI segment, reported two-digit growth in every quarter of 2015. When I repeat, GI and Robotics reported two-digit growth in every quarter of 15, which clearly shows the importance that we further push in GI. This enables us not only to substantially enhance our profitability, but also to become less dependent on cyclical swings. Our success cannot always be measured in figures, but they shall show that our customers do indeed appreciate long-term collaboration. In this context, I would like to mention and highlight the Daimler Supplier Award, which we gained for 2015 in 2016, and the Ford Excellence Award. These are all awards which we get because KUKA is a big team, big family, and we like to work with the customers and on innovation. Coming to the next slide. Sales revenue. Almost 50% from China and North America. Over the past 2 years, we have been able to significantly increase the share of sales revenue in the high growth markets for automation outside of Europe. In 2015, we succeeded in generating around 50% of our sales revenues outside of Europe for the first time. China. The demand for robot-based automation in China was above average again last year. With revenue growth of around 40% to well over 400 million, China was one of the growth drivers for us in 2015. We also intend to continue investing in the country in the future in order to meet the high demand which we see in this country. We have already begun to expand our first plant in Shanghai to expand to allow us to react more flexible and increase the output. And we are also looking in the future for looking for a second site because we see that the tremendous growth will be reflected in our capacity. China will continue to be a major driving force behind our growth plan. In our guidance for 2020 with a target of 4 billion to 4.5 billion, China is anticipated to account for around 1 billion. In North America, KUKA is profiting not only from the expansion of production and capacities, but also from the wave of modernizing existing automotive plants. Automation is part of the solution here for cushioning the impact of rising wages in the USA. Furthermore, we are benefiting from the increase in production facilities due to the relocation, reshoring to the USA as a consequence of lower energy costs. In the past financial year 2015, about 50% of KUKA's sales revenue growth came from the North American region. It's our current assessment that the good development in North America will further continue in 2016. Coming to the next page, operational focus 2016. We anticipate that 2016 will be another very dynamic year for robotic-based automation. KUKA too should profit according from this market trend. In this context, it's important to mention the trade fairs Hannover Messe at the end of April and Automatica in Munich at the end of June. At these fairs, we are planning to present new products and interesting developments showcasing the topics of robotics, general industry, easy to use, and networking automation. These are intended to underscore our leading position in technology and innovation. One major aspect will be the topic of Internet of Things. As an automation company, KUKA is playing a central role in the practical implementation of Internet of Things. It's all about interoperability of systems, it's of building ecosystems, and it's clearly one of KUKA's strengths. Hardware, software, IT, all from one source, as well as our domain know-how, which we have built over the last 50 to 100 years. This is an important competitive advantage for our customers, since production sequence can be better coordinated through networking, leading to more flexible and more efficient production. The robot serves here as a link between IT and production and between humans and technology. And just let me repeat, the 4.0 will be an important driver for us because besides software and IT expertise which we have, the robot is a very important link between the world, between the software and app world and production, and very important also on production, we see a new trend, a new development working between human and machines, human technology, and I think in both worlds, robot is linking these worlds. Coming to next page. We are investing in digitization and Internet of Things. For KUKA 2016 will be another year in which we intend to invest in our future. Investment in technology, quality, efficiency, and innovation is a decisive way for us to strengthen our competitive position and assure our profitable growth in the long term. Our investments, which may be up to 20 million higher than the previous year, are focused in the following topics. Worldwide expansion of our R&D capacities. Besides Augsburg, we are concentrating on expanding our location in Austin, Texas, and in Budapest. In the USA and Austin in particular, we are aiming to bundle our software activities relating to Internet of Things and big data and data analytics, joint ventures and cooperation as a second layer. Through investment in startups, we see good opportunities to profit from new trends while simultaneously minimizing the financial risk. In these ventures, we wish to act as a sparring partner for young companies which stand to profit not only from our wealth of experience and customer relationship, but also from our extensive global sales and service network. New products and services for the future. We do not limit our work to topics that we aim to bring to the market in the next 1 to 2 years. In fact, we are also investing resources in promising trends that show interesting potential over a time horizon of 3 to 7 years. This strategy has proven successful at KUKA for a long time. It is a good reason and our reason for the great innovation power and competitive strength. It also makes us interesting as an employer, enabling us to attract young talent, which is technology eager for developing the future. Customer segment. In the next chart. In the past financial year, additionally supported by the initial consolidation of Swisslog, we achieved a balanced revenue mix between general industry and automotive for the first time. Both segments are around 50%. For 2016, we anticipate a continuation of the highly dynamic market environment in the area of general industry, which we currently expect to generate revenue growth of 5 to 10% in this sector. We see our expectations being supported, for example, by the forecast of the IFR, International Federation of Robotics, and the relatively low robot penetration in general industry, which we want to change. In the automotive sector, the consensus of our largest customers in automotive expects higher investment in 2016, but the increase is rather smaller compared to the last year. In line with this, we assume that our revenues in this segment could increase by up to 5% in the current year. Coming to the overall outlook, next page. Overall visibility for 2016 is very good. We have a high order backlog of over 1.6 billion. We have good prospects for growth in demand from our customers, and we are one of the drivers of the Internet of Things and 4.0. Coming to sales, we generally expect stable development in Europe, and we are anticipating growth in the US and China, with the development in Asia being stronger. Our revenue development should become stronger in the second half than in the first half of 2016. In addition, please take into consideration that we have divested two companies, H&S, Tools and Dice, which we sold middle of last year in 2015. They were contributing over 15 million of sales in 2015, so you just reduce the number of 2015 to have the right starting basis. Coming to the EBIT margin, robotics. We expect to achieve an EBIT margin of at least 10%. This will be impacted by increasing expenditure for R&D, general industry, and China, as explained. So we are going to invest more in R&D, more in GI, and more in China. On the other hand, robotics will profit from the revenue growth and the higher revenue share of general industry, and therefore we believe 10% is what we want to achieve in 2016. Systems. We anticipate an EBIT margin of at least 6%. We are expecting continued positive stimuli from the North American region. Demand in Europe has risen again since the turn of the year, so the price has only shown partial improvement. This year, too, we will further strengthen our IT process and our IT backbone, which will have a positive effect on the profitability for systems in the coming years. Coming to Swisslog, Swisslog will grow in 2016. We expect the development in the second half to be more dynamic than the first on account of market launch of new products and the timing of placement of major orders this year. In terms of margins, we anticipate Swisslog to achieve an EBIT of around 3% before purchase price allocation. We regard it as very important to the division to continue working on the development of new products in its market presence, enabling it to profit from the strong growth in automation of logistics or of automated logistics in the e-commerce sector. Accordingly, we are prepared to invest savings from the integration and efficiency program in development of activities and products. For 2016 in total, we are anticipating total sales revenue of over 3 billion at a group level. On this basis, an EBIT margin of over 5.5% before purchase price allocation should be possible. We are highly confident of achieving the operating results, and important, the amortization charge related to purchase price allocation for Swisslog, which had been around 60 million in 2015, should decrease significantly this year to around 10 million for 2016. I would like now to hand over to my colleague Peter Mohn, who will explain the key numbers in more details. Thank you so far, and Peter, please, your turn.
Thank you, Tim. I would also like to take the opportunity to welcome you to the presentation of our financial results 2015. First, I'd like to go through the highlights of the annual report 2015, and then after that do a deeper dive through our three business segments, robotics, systems, and Swisslog, and that for the full year and the last quarter 2015. We're now at chart number 9. And talking about group orders received. As my colleague Till Reuter already mentioned, the past financial year was a very good one from an operational point of view. Altogether, KUKA reported a volume of orders received totaling 2.8 billion euro. We thus achieved a new annual record for orders received, both with and without Swisslog. The generally positive trend was still intact at the end of 2015, as can be seen from the development in quarter four. Orders received at group level improved to 704 million euro in the past quarter, an increase of 44.5% on the previous year's result for the same quarter. Disregarding Swisslog's contribution, the growth was 5.3%, which confirms the positive trend in robot-based automation compared with many other engineering companies in Europe. As with orders received, we also achieved substantial growth in sales revenue. In the past financial year, KUKA's revenues amounted to 2.97 billion euro or 2.3 5 billion excluding Swisslog, after 2.1 in 2014. We consequently achieved another new all-time high, both with and without Swisslog. This dynamic performance was driven by the good development of orders received in the last 2 years. Sales revenues profited from the positive development in both general industry and the automotive sector. In the past quarter, we generated revenues of 766.5 million, a year-on-year increase of 30% with Swisslog and 5% without Swisslog. The development of the EBIT margin and thus of profitability is particularly important for me as a CFO. Operational performance in 2015 corresponded very well to expectations. We kept our word and met the targets we set. At Robotics and Systems, we are profiting from sales revenue growth, and our efforts in the Operational Excellence Efficiency Program has paid dividends too. The EBIT margin improved in both divisions on a full year basis. At Swisslog, we see an improvement of the operating margin in the second half of 2015, in other words, after the successful squeeze out of the minority shareholders. This is primarily attributable to the successful execution of our efficiency and the integration program. Thanks to the efficiency measures already initiated or still planned, and with the revenue growth expected in the future, we are therefore confident of being able to achieve our target margin of 7-8% at Swisslog by 2020. EBITDA improved significantly last year. With growth of 40%, we achieved a new record value of about 259 million euro. This corresponds to an EBITDA margin of 8.7%. The positive influences on earnings in the divisions were as follows. At Systems, its revenue growth and good price level in the order backlog, as well as improvements in process management, particularly with long-term contracts. For Robotics, the factors are revenue growth in general. We had a 9% revenue growth. Then the second factor, I think, is clearly the increase of sales revenue share in GI and service business from a 59% share to a 63% share in 2015, and the economies of scale in China. We really ramped it up and produced 5,000 robots in our China plant. Earnings after taxes improved from 68 million in 2014 to 86 million last year. The important reason for this is the significantly improved financial result, which increased by about 18 million year on year, since there were no more costs for the high yield bond last year. Earnings per share improved too, rising from €1.99 in 2014 to €2.39 in 2015. Investments in 2015 were around 107 million after 94 million in 2014. This is equivalent to an investment ratio of 3.6% in relation to sales revenues. The 14% increase was thus disproportionately low compared with the growth of 42% in sales revenues, even though construction of the new development and technology center was not completed until the end of 2015. We will catch up with this, with the investment rate. It is exactly what Till mentioned before in this year. A Swisslog's investments of 22 million that were consolidated for the first times are not taken into account. The investment for the old KUKA would have been shown a decline. The capitalization of R&D activities amounted to 19 million in 2015 after 7 million the year before. The workforce increased by around 1.6% from 12,102 to 12,300 at the end of the year. Please bear in mind here that Swisslog's employees were already consolidated at the end of the prior year, at the end of 2014. About 840 employees left us at mid-year on the sale of HLS Group and the Tools and Dies business unit. Accordingly, we had a net increase of around 1,060 in the workforce in 2015, of which nearly 60% was attributable to robotics, and here primarily to the GI, service, and R&D segments. The workforce at Systems grew in the systems engineering and aerospace segments, amongst others. From a regional perspective, the increase in personnel in China is particularly notable. The workforce there grew almost to the same extent as sales revenues, namely by around 50% to 1,100 employees. The free cash flow improved significantly in 2015. It rose from minus 172 million to plus 96 million. It must be taken into consideration here that without the payments for acquisitions in 2014, the operating free cash flow would have been around 90 million. Amongst other factors, the improved free cash flow is attributable to our successful working capital management, including measures such as firmly anchoring the free cash flow in the bonus system and gearing efficiency topics specifically to cash generation. Increasing the equity ratio to over 30% was one of the principal financial targets that KUKA set after the financial crisis in 2009. Here too, we have achieved our target with an equity ratio of 30.8% at the end of last year. Thanks to the redemption of our convertible bond, which will be completed this month, we are in a position to further improve our equity base. To give you an indication, if the convertible bond already had been redeemed at the end of the year 2015, the equity ratio would have been 32.6%. So at the end of quarter one, you can expect something like 33% equity ratio for KUKA. At the same time, we also established a better foundation in 2015 for putting our financing on a long-term footing with maximum cost effectiveness. In the second half of 2015, we placed a 250 million promissory note loan with an average maturity of 6 years. The average interest expense is around 1.3% per annum, a value that no one a few years ago would have imagined we could achieve. I would now like to take a closer look at our three divisions, first Robotics, then Systems, and finally Swisslog. Robotics developed very positively in the past financial year. All three important key indicators, that is orders received, sales revenues, and EBIT margin, improved on the previous year. In Q4 2015, there was an increase of nearly 16% in orders received, to which all three segments, namely automotive, GI, and service, contributed. The sales revenues of robotics likewise developed positively and reached a level of over 900 million in a financial year for the first time. Overall, sales revenues improved by 9% to 910 million. Revenue growth at robotics was very strong in the past quarter, was plus 17%, boosted also by a 23% rise in orders invoiced in the automotive segment. In the current financial year too, we anticipate being able to increase robotics revenues, though at a single growth rate. As far as the EBIT margin was concerned, robotics recorded a slight increase from 10.7% to 11%. The figure for 2015 represents a new record value for robotics. Despite the considerable increase in expenditure for R&D, of which almost half fell to robotics, around 20 million, 27 million plus, robotics was able to profit from economies of scale resulting from higher robot unit sales. We sold more than 21,000 robots last year, and the greater revenue share of GI and service. The share reached 63% last year after 59% the year before. For systems, 2015 was also a year characterized by profitable growth. Compared with most of our competitors, Systems is set apart by the fact that we are able to offer our customers the same standard and the same quality worldwide. This is a significant competitive advantage, particularly in the case of globally expanding automotive customers. Systems was able to keep orders received largely stable in 2015 at a high level of 1.43 billion. Sales revenues, on the other hand, saw an increase of 15%. This reflects the considerable time lapse between winning an order and generating revenue out of this order, a period of which can be longer than 12 months in some instances. The EBIT margin at Systems reached a value of 7.8% in 2015 compared with 6.2% in the previous year. This improvement was also helped by book profits of nearly 13 million resulting from the sale of HLS and the Tools and Dies business unit. Without this 30 million, the EBIT margin would have been 6.9% for Systems. Reasons for the improved operational profitability include the high demand and good price quality, particularly in North America. Here, we are profiting not only from our strong market position, but also from the high demand in the automotive sector. At the same time, the implementation of our efficiency measures is also coming along very well. In particular, the improvement of process management and order processing support in the context of operational excellence proved to be effective. Let's turn to Swisslog now finally. The focus at Swisslog in 2015 was quite clearly on the topics. First, integration. Second, efficiency improvement. And third, creating the foundation of strengthening the product and innovation base. We have already made considerable progress with the integration of Swisslog. The new management team is firmly in place and is implementing the agreed measures. Operational areas of KUKA and Swisslog, including product management, R&D, and finances, for example, are collaborating closely. Initial joint products have been launched or are undergoing development. We visit customers together and have succeeded in winning our first joint orders. A good example is Almarai, the Almarai order we won at the end of last year with a volume of around 40 million euro. We are strongly convinced to lift the potential of cross-selling between logistics on the one hand and automation solution on the other hand side in the future. This progress is crucial for motivating the workforce to continue along the path we have already embarked on and for developing a new collective team spirit. For our second focal topic, the efficiency improvement too, we had already implemented many measures. The project, we call it Matterhorn, with its 200 individual measures is running very well, which is also evident from the increased operating EBIT margin in the second half of the year. In the first half of the year, the EBIT margin at Swisslog was around 2.8%, and in the second half of the last year, we already could be higher than 3%. We achieved a 3.8% EBIT margin at Swisslog, which is a good sign for the future. With regard to the third topic, strengthening of the product and innovation base, we have made progress, but this is not yet fully evident from the financial indicators. Only after the squeeze out in the third quarter of 2015 was possible to begin all the measures. We are accordingly expecting Swisslog's order situation to improve appreciably in mid-2016, taking into account the relatively long time span between the initial contact and the placement of an order in the logistics sector. We calculate internally with 1 year lead time we need here until we get such orders, and are confident that we see them at the second half of the year. This should then lead to a growth for Swisslog over the full year. Altogether, Robotics Systems and Swisslog had a great year. This positive development overall supports our goal to grow also in 2016. Thank you very much for your attention.